John, welcome back from British Columbia. You've just been over to the west side of Canada for the last couple of weeks on a whistle-stop tour that involved nearly 20 lectures in 15 or so days.
Yeah, pretty heavy stuff.
Now, tell us, what did you learn from this trip and what are the implications for the initiative?
Well, as you know and everybody else knows, I've been to British Columbia many times. In fact, this was my 51st visit to Canada. Not all that number of times to British Columbia, but a lot. I was very dependent upon about 8 or 9 people setting up a whole series of programs for me when I was there. And they did very well. In fact, almost totally exhausted me, because I think there was only one day in 17 in which I wasn't actually making a formal presentation. So that was quite heavy going. But I prepared a presentation on the basis that part of what I was going to be doing in British Columbia would be talking to high school students. And so I entitled my presentation, "It's Your World to Shape, Not Just to Take." And that was the absolute essence of the whole lot. And it was the essence not only for high school students, but it was for the administrators, it was for parents, it was for teachers. And people warmed to this topic, saying to youngsters, don't just sit back and assume it's going to be all right. You've got to do something really about it. Now, in terms of an English context, my opportunities to talk to people in British Columbia and elsewhere are absolutely enormous, because there are still groups that are not centrally controlled from central government. In fact, I addressed 2 lots of high school students for an hour and a half each, with more than 500 youngsters in the hall. Wow. Now, that's quite something. Contrast that with the fact that on 2 separate occasions I had 50-minute sessions with 40 sixth graders and 40 seventh graders. And looking back on it, I'd find it hard to say which one I found the most fascinating to talk with, because this issue addresses all the things that they wanted to talk about. Now, of course, it wasn't just with high school students. I met with all the staff of Centennial High School in West Vancouver, the school that has just been named as being the highest achieving in the advanced placement course of all North America, which was one extreme. But I also met with some schools which were nothing like as bright and going as well as that. But the issue that kept on coming up was, can you share these ideas in ways that we can take it out elsewhere? I think the most interesting session I had out of all that was when I found myself addressing, and there was standing room only, the entire staff of the Ministry of Education in Victoria, the capital, to which came in a load of other people from other government departments, because the message has been going around, if we really want youngsters to produce the world of the future, then we have to start by recognizing that they are already criticizing deep down what we're doing, we're not getting it right, and they want to be more involved in working the issues out from the very beginning. So yes, I had an extraordinary time, including a number of one-on-one conversations with key people, which I can't actually talk about on this occasion because they're already very significant. But the central theme of those are, unless the public has a better vision of what is really needed for the future, then in fact they'll simply slow down the movement towards getting a better form of pedagogy that really gets young people up and running. So to help in doing that, we're putting up on the website and various other places the various slides, which were the foundation documents for these various lectures that I gave. And I think it would be very useful if people can take a look at these, because they're done in such a way that you can adjust them to almost any audience that you want. So although I never used all of those slides in any one of those presentations, I used most of them most of the time, and some of them specialised in particular areas. So actually, if people are wanting to get to grips with what the initiative is saying, and it's this saying, it's your world to shape, not just to take, then paying attention to these slides and looking it through will be very helpful. And I think in later interviews we can talk even further about that, because these ideas are just beginning to mushroom and people are becoming increasingly interested in the sheer scale. This is not about tinkering. This is about a fundamental redesign of the way in which the whole of the bringing up of children is to be brought about.